The book is called Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time. It's in stores and online later in the month. And here is the author of the book. He's also from ESPN, making his debut on the show. On the Maple Toyota Hotline, here is Ian O'Connor. How you doing, Ian?
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. We're really looking forward to having you on here. This book sounds very, very compelling.
And, it says you've interviewed, how many people? Is it upwards of 300 or 300 plus?
Yeah, I interviewed 350 people. I contacted, it had to be at least 500 people to get 350 to talk about me. And Bill Belichick, as the very active head coach of the New England Patriots, is someone who people often hesitate to talk candidly about. He can be a punitive guy at times. So it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears over 3 years to put this piece together, and I was trying to paint a full picture of the human being, and hopefully I pulled it off.
So did you talk to Belichick? Did you reach out to Belichick? Was he involved in any of the interviews?
No, he was not. He was the opposite of cooperative, so I guess that would be uncooperative.
Right.
Not only did he not talk, but he also reached out to some people and asked them not to talk. So when I signed up for the project, I suspected that he would not cooperate. I didn't know about him reaching out to others, but that's okay. In some ways, I almost felt like I was a Patriot. I was one of his players because what he does with everyone around him or underneath him is he puts obstacles in their way to try to make them better. And I think the obstacles he put in front of me actually did make me a better reporter. And I had to dig more and find ways around or over those hurdles, and I think I did. I think that he forgot about some people that I reached, and sometimes I almost felt like I was racing against him to get to somebody. And so at the end of the day, I was trying to explain how this person became, in my opinion, the greatest football coach ever, but also I wanted to humanize him. And it's not an easy thing to do when that person does not want to be publicly humanized.
Well, and that's what I think is so fascinating about what you just told us. The book, the title speaks for itself. You're pumping tires to the extreme. You know, the makings of the greatest football coach of all time. If you were writing a piece on me and calling me the greatest radio host of all time, I'd move in with you. I'd be like, this is great. I'll tell you whatever you need to know. But you're suggesting
let me jump in on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I sent a letter to his, or an email to his agent. I had reached out to his agent, Neil Cornridge, a bunch of times. But the last time is, I said, listen, you haven't responded to me, but one last go here. And I want to include as many positive and humanizing anecdotes about your client as possible. And obviously there are controversies in his career that are going to be covered in this book. And that part was not in the email. But I said, I'm sure you know of instances of Bill's generosity and common decency that have not been publicized, and I'm going to get my own on my own, but I'm sure you could add to that list. I'd love to see them, and I'd love to include them in the book. No response. Now, if I asked your agent that question, if I were writing a book about you, and you knew there were a few controversies in your career that needed to be covered, I'm pretty sure your agent would cooperate with me and give me as many positive things as he could think of to counteract that, but I guess in a sense there's a certain honor in the fact that Belichick is not going to go out of his way to make himself look better than people believe he is as a person. But that's not the approach I think most people would take.
We're chatting with Ian O'Connor. He's got a new book out later in the month, Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time.
And Ian, in the book, you're referring to Tom Brady and the relationship with Belichick as Brady is basically fed up with him. I think what are you saying, that he puts up with him just because he's a great coach, but if it was a marriage, they'd probably want a divorce? Where do you get that information from?
By the way, the book is available on Amazon.com right now.
Okay,
it'll be in bookstores on Tuesday. But I'm sorry, your question, it was always a transactional relationship. It was based on what you could do for me and what I can do for you, and there was never any love or warmth in that relationship. The relationship where Brady got that human interaction and warmth was with Kraft. They live near each other. They're very close. But with Belichick, it was always about business and winning games. And it was pretty cold. It wasn't freezing cold, but that's the way that relationship worked. And it worked to the extent where it was the greatest partnership, coach-quarterback partnership in the history of the NFL. Last year, it wore Brady down. 17, 18 years of being coached that way, really without much feeling, in a relentless, unforgiving way, it got to him.
And Brady himself tell you this?
No. I talked to so many people around him, and that's not the kind of thing he's going to say publicly. Although, if you look at his actions and some of his words, he has really said that. You look at some of the social media jabs he took at Belichick after the Super Bowl. You look at 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. 31 showed up for OTAs. One did not. Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the ultimate in the gym first, out of the gym last athlete, and he did not go to, he's the only starting quarterback who did not go to those voluntary workouts. So he said it all with his actions. But I know sources close to him told me in late March, which is getting pretty late, he was not sure he was going to play for Belichick again. And the reason ultimately that he decided that he had to was because he had to. After he compelled them to trade Garoppolo, after talking about playing to age 45 for the last 2-3 years, he could not possibly walk away without getting destroyed by that fan base. So he was locked in, but he was really conflicted about it and most unhappy about the way things went down with his head coach at the end of last season and going into the offseason.
Based on who you've spoken to, do you believe you have a conclusion in terms of the age-old question, or at least it's a recent question? If Robert Kraft, the owner of the Pats, was presented with an option, you had to pick one, Belichick or Brady, based on who you talked to, who do you think Kraft would side with?
I think Kraft would side with Brady simply because of their relationship, and his relationship with Belichick is as almost as transactional as the Brady relationship with Belichick. And I think Robert Kraft, if he's the best owner in the NFL, but if he has a flaw, it is that he loves to be loved. I mean, we all do to a certain extent, but he takes it to an extreme. Tom Brady loves him, and Belichick does not. So he might pick the guy he has the better relationship with and he can live with easier. Sometimes Belichick, over the years, has walked past Kraft in the hallway and not said a word. Now, he does that with everybody, but not everybody is paying him more than $10 million a year. And it's not, he'll be lost in thought thinking about something in his game plan, and Kraft will walk by. He doesn't want to waste a 3 seconds to make a little passing remark of, hey, Bob, how's it going? So I suspect that even though it might make more sense to keep Belichick long-term, that he would side with his friend Brady.
We're chatting with Ian O'Connor. He's got a new book out. You can find it on Amazon today, in bookstores next week. It's entitled Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time. Did you get the sense, in terms of this Belichick versus Brady debate, you know, it's been around forever. Who needs who more? Is Brady just a systems quarterback? Is Belichick so great because he has Brady? In terms of the coaches and maybe the management types, how loyal are they to Belichick in terms of them believing it's really all about him and Brady could, in fact, be replaceable?
Well, I have a quote in the book, and it caught fire, particularly in Boston yesterday, about from an assistant around the time before or right around the time Garoppolo was drafted in the spring of 2014, saying that the coaches believed that Tom was a great player without question. And at that point, he had won 3 titles, but had gone a number of years without winning one. That their system really elevated Brady to an extent, and that they could take the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL and win with those guys. Now, win at the same level of Brady? He did not say that. And I think the spirit of the quote was, this system can maybe add a championship to a quarterback who's already proven he can win one. For instance, if you had Russell Wilson, maybe he has 2 rings instead of 1. Eli, maybe he's got 3 instead of 2. Phillip Rivers has 1 instead of 0. You start talking in those terms, and I think it makes sense, but that now if you polled the staff after Brady's won 5 and was the MVP at a ridiculous age, that sentiment has changed. But it wasn't so much back then years ago a knock on Brady. It was more, hey, this system has meant a lot to not only Tom, but everyone who's passed through this organization, and the coaches really believe in it to the extent where we could win at a high level with the top half of the league at that position.
Based on what you've learned here about Belichick and the New England Patriots way, how do you feel this Josh Gordon scenario is going to play out?
Good question. I think the Patriot way has imposed itself on some players who've come in with some baggage, high-maintenance guys over the years, Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, and it's worked out. But they've also brought in some troubled people where it didn't work out. The most extreme example and tragic example is Aaron Hernandez, right, who had a lot of trouble at Florida, and then he turned into what he turned into, a murderer, and nobody could foresee that. But the Patriot way works on certain things and certain people, but not on everyone and everything. And Josh Gordon has an illness. And I know this has been talked a lot about a lot this week, but the Patriot Way isn't going to do anything for that. And that's within him and basically whatever counseling he needs. And just on a human level, I hope that and all of us who've had alcoholism or addiction in our families, you know how destructive it could be for himself and his family. You hope he can stay clean and sober the rest of his career. And then I think his football talent will take care of itself. If he does stay clean and sober, I think he's the most physically talented receiver Belichick has ever had, not named Randy Moss. So that's a long way to, of saying I don't know. But if he can stay on the straight and narrow, he could be, and they need an explosive playmaker at that position, so he could be a really big weapon for them.
The book is called Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time, available on Amazon right now and in stores early next week. He is Ian O'Connor, the author of the book, and ESPN senior writer as well. Really enjoyed this. Good luck with the book sales, and thank you for doing this, Ian.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
There's Ian O'Connor joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.